After one, this is Bad Radio with Dan and Jake. Coming up after the 1:30 news, we'll have an NFL sesh. Everybody likes the NFL. At 2:30, a brand new segment we'd like to announce. Thumbs up, thumbs down with Jake. Something we've been following for quite some time. What's that music?
Vampire Weekend.
Playing a long time or so.
Did you notice at the beginning of Step Brothers this was playing?
Just seems like it's playing an extended amount of time here on the radio. So.
I guess my next question is, why is it playing? Let's cut that back a little bit.
One of my favorite things ever.
I know.
On the ticket, but I have like 70 favorite things ever on the ticket. And
let's make it 71.
Okay.
I don't know.
Good segue. So Trey is in producing this week.
Yeah. So overnight I spent a lot of time.
And I was about to set up what Trey is going to do, but here.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's start the segment over.
Instead of Bad Radio, welcome to the Trey Show.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Jake.
How's it going,
Where
Trey?
We may take calls to review
calls.
The bit in a few minutes.
Well,
787-1310. But anyway, I was going to introduce Trey, but go ahead, Trey.
So overnights.
Now, you had enough of that.
Okay.
Enough of that question.
No, you're good.
Well, so overnight, you know, you're bored. You're trying to look for crazy stuff, you know, in the different folders up here on the T drive on the ticket. So, and it's fun to go into the production folders.
Pornhub.
I uncovered these promos because there's been a lot of moving around with Mike Reiner retiring, and I found these promos. And I don't think they're really supposed to be aired because they're for alternative shows that might have happened. Maybe they were brainstorming new show ideas. And here's three I pulled, and they're top secret audio. I think we might get in trouble for playing these. But three alternative takes for shows that if, you know, they didn't move Bob to 3-7, these might have happened. These might be airing right now.
But they're not now.
They're not.
But these are
they're already in the can.
They were thinking about this.
Yes.
Right.
And they're now.
Thinking. So the first one here is a very, it might be a show people would want, but it's a very, weird take on 3-7.
Mike Reiner has retired from the ticket. Things will never be the same, but now it's the dawn of a new era. New from 3-7 is the Stone Line.
Oh, dude!
All Mary J. every day, man.
I need to fire up a little weed.
With Corby Hydroponic Davidson.
Hemp, hemp, hooray.
Dan Seeds and Stems McDowell.
Swag.
Mike the Psilocybin Sea Cow Saroy.
I just like to get f***ed up.
Jake Bob Marley poster in my dorm room Kemp.
I'm pretty good at selling drugs.
And Danny Punk between his legs Bayless. Giving you new segments like the 420 News.
Hey, I was cleaning out the freezer and found these brownies. Do you guys want them?
What's in Mike's pipe?
Unbelievable.
And weekly shows with Ricky Williams, David Irving, and Roger Staubach.
This is great. I can't believe we're this high.
This show is going to be far out, man.
Does that not sound like the kind of question you'd ask as you were starting your second gigantic weed?
The Stone Line.
Also 99.5 HD2.
Okay.
So there you go. That's
Roger Staubach, huh?
Dude, huge stoner, huge pothead. We all know it. Dan?
I'm going to give that a thumbs up. I don't care what Dan says.
All right.
I'm going to say all right.
Plus, I mean,
there's a world where we live in that it's called, all right, or, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's all right.
That does not get an I don't know.
Right. Yeah. You know, that actually maybe relate to this next
as positive as you can get is an all right, right?
All right. Yep. Binary. So,
and I will admit, the bar was incredibly low walking into the room. Just want you to know where my mind is at. That's clearly an all right.
Now it's time for us to learn whether or not Trey has learned that you end with your best one.
You ramp up or did Trey just
Well, you know, they're thinking also about format changes. Maybe it's not even a sports show. Maybe it's something else entirely. So here's the next one.
Mike Reiner has retired.
Here's the thing.
Now, after a long legacy of sports, music, and news, it's time for a change at The Little Ticket. Welcome in Jesus' name, the new show from 3 to 7, The Faith Line.
Church sucks.
No, Cobra, church doesn't suck. In fact, we have 4 hours of gospel every weekday with your host with a holy microphone, Bob Sturm.
Could God heat up a burrito so hot that even he couldn't?
And his disciples, Jake Kemp.
Hey, I went to church camp, you guys.
Corby Davidson.
I am the son of God.
Danny Bayless.
Church sucks.
Gordon Keith.
I just wish Jesus would come back.
And their flock.
Jesus H. Christ.
I'll take the blood.
Spreading the good word through their segment sermons like Homer Gospel of the Week. Armageddon news for you.
I tried to look at the website of satanicchurch.com.
Gay or Chick-fil-A.
I'm crazy in love with Jesus.
And Bob Sturm will recount his time with his pool cleaner, Jesus.
Jesus is calling.
Your souls will be saved every day from 3 to 7.
Jesus loved to party, but he died for our sins.
The Faith Line.
Please send $5 to faithline.com for your carnation to be sent to the big Mike Reiner in the Sky Fund.
Could also won 99.5 HD2.
So there you go. Another idea.
Wow. So much attention to detail.
Thank you.
On the Faith Line. I like it.
Thank you. I was worried about the you know, Chick-fil-A part, but...
Well, then why don't you highlight it after
more
a bit
oh.
and talk more about it?
Well, anyway... Dan?
I don't know.
I think Dan's going to give that one an I don't know.
Yeah, I'm right in the middle of I don't know and all right.
Okay.
Do we have anything there? Trey doing televangelist voice.
Yeah, a little Dana Carvey.
Is something. To edge me more towards... All right.
Edging.
I think I just had my first butterfly moment.
You
like
did,
I'm Bob
you
Sturm.
You did edge me... Trey.
Okay.
They got to keep Luca's mom off that television during the show. All right, sorry.
All right, last one here.
What, is he dressed as a cheerleader? Oh, that different one.
Yeah.
Last one here. This is another format change.
So we've had the Stoned Line.
Yes.
With 420 News.
Right.
And the Faith Line.
Right.
With Homer Gospel of the Week.
And this is, you know, maybe they just want to have one host. One host to maybe help people out, give advice. And this is the final promo.
Mike Reiner, leaving the ticket, has left a large hole in every P1's heart. We here at Sports Radio 13 to the Ticket believe the only way to fill that hole
is with Summer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
The new show from 3 to 7, Killer Kellison's Love Line.
Hey, P1s, are you feeling down today? Broke up with your significant other? Lost your job? Forced to listen to Country Force? Well, P1s, from 3 to 7, you can call Killer's Love Line, and I can sort out all of your problems.
Killer, where would be a romantic place to propose to my girlfriend?
Canada.
Hey, Killer, I was wanting to take my girlfriend out to a picnic today. Do you think that's a good idea?
Big weather coming through today. At least it's predicted to be big.
Hey, Killer, how do I tell my future girlfriend that I want to break up with her?
Hey, Killer, I was wondering, how do I spice things up in the bedroom?
Robart, I can give all you P1s life advice, career tips, and just my own opinions on various topics as well.
Hey, Killer, I love finance and I love baking. What should I do after college?
Become an investment baker.
Hey, Killer, what's your favorite movie starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
San Andreas.
Hey, Killer, I've been having trouble losing weight. Any tips?
Stop being okay with being fat.
Hey, Killer, am I going to go to heaven when I die?
I can't remember now. So many of you P1s have already called in and gave me your love and your gratitude. Thank you so much, P1s. I love you, too.
Hey, Killer, thanks for helping me through my breakup. Your show means the world to me.
So,
hey, Killer, I was in a really bad place, and I was on the edge of doing something crazy.
Your show helped me through it.
No, I gotta go poop.
Hey, killer. I used to be sad, lonely, and waiting for the sweet release of death. Well, I'm still that, but now with you on the ticket from 3 till 7.
I feel so old, warm and buzzing on the inside.
It's Killer's Love Line. Heard every day from 3 to 7 on The Little Ticket. That's The Little Ticket, 1310, The Ticket.
Heard also on 99.5 HD2.
I'm going all right.
Yeah, I believe overall, so that's a solid... All right.
Yeah.
Oh, so is the middle. There we go. So if you're between all right and I don't know, you would go with so.
So.
I
don't know.
But yeah, I'm going to go all right. I might even give it three all rights.
Oh.
The McConaughey. Like, the ultimate in all rights would be the McConaughey triple all right. Which I believe Trey deserves for bit.
No, that was good, Trey.
Good? Well, thank you.
The incredible amount of effort has to be given something.
Production work extremely solid.
Thank you.
Took a shot at Church Lady.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, at her voice.
Yeah, the voice, just the voice.
Yeah.
Trey has some big ones. Am I wrong there?
Not at all.
He will... step to the plate and say, he will just call for the ball.
Yeah, he listened to Jason Garrett say, we don't lay up at the Masters, and got out the Big Bertha. Said, we're going.
Mamba mentality.
We're going long. What do we got?
Quick reaction. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
That is not what I would call a resounding...
I kind of ruined the whole bit. You had a really good segment,
positive
Trey.
Response.
And we were going in one direction, which was up. And then I kind of pulled the I don't know lever there. You want to comment on how I ended this segment?
All right. Is that what you want? Just I.
You just got to be you. You can't ask what I want.
2020. Yeah, tomorrow.